Today is the 8th day of July. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It's great to be here with you today as we gather after a lovely day on our long walk yesterday. As we gather together again and take the next step forward, which brings us to the end of another one of our weeks together. And so it is wonderful to be here with you today as we find our place around the global campfire. And let's take that next step. We're working our way into the book of 1 Chronicles. We've talked about this already, but I mentioned when we did that the first 9 chapters of the book of 1 Chronicles are really chronicles, chronicling the generations. So we are in the midst of that at this point. And today we will read 1 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 18 through 6, verse 81. The descendants of Reuben, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh had 44,760 men in their armies, warriors armed with shields and swords, as well as archers trained for war, ready to go out to battle. They made war with the Hagarites, with Jetur, Naphish, and Nodab. These tribes received help against the Hagarites, so the Hagarites were delivered into their hands, along with all who were with them, because Israel cried out to God during the battle, and he answered them, because they put their trust in him. They took away their livestock, 50,000 of their camels, 250,000 sheep, 2,000 donkeys, and 100,000 living people. So many of the enemy were cut down in battle because the war was from God. These tribes lived in their place until the captivity. The people of the half-tribe of Manasseh lived in the land from Bashan to Baal Hermon, Senir, and Mount Hermon. They increased in number. These were the heads of their fathers' houses, namely Epher, Ishi, Eliel, Azrael, Jeremiah, Hodaviah, and Jediel. They were strong, powerful warriors, famous men, heads of their fathers' houses. But they were unfaithful to the God of their fathers and prostituted themselves to the gods of the peoples of the land, whom God had destroyed before them. So the God of Israel stirred up the spirit of Pul, king of Assyria, that is, the spirit of Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, and he carried away the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, and he took them to Halah, Habor, Harah, and to the river of Gozan, where they are to this day. The sons of Levi were Gershom, Kohath, and Merari. The sons of Kohath were Amram, Izhar, and Hebron, and Uzziel. The children of Amram were Aaron, Moses, and Miriam. The sons of Aaron were Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Eleazar became the father of Phinehas. Phinehas became the father of Abishua. Abishua became the father of Buki. Buki became the father of Uzi. Uzi became the father of Zerahiah. Zerahiah became the father of Meraiot. Meraiot became the father of Amariah. Amariah became the father of Ahitub. Ahitub became the father of Zadok. Zadok became the father of Ahimeaz. Ahimeaz became the father of Azariah. Azariah became the father of Yohanan. Yohanan became the father of Azariah, who served as priest in the house that Solomon built in Jerusalem. Azariah became the father of Amariah. Amariah became the father of Ahitub. Ahitub became the father of Zadok. Zadok became the father of Shallum. Shallum became the father of Hilkiah. Hilkiah became the father of Azariah. Azariah became the father of Sariah. Sariah became the father of Jehozadak. Jehozadak went into captivity when the Lord carried Judah and Jerusalem away by the hand of Nebuchadnezzar. The sons of Levi were Gershom, Kohath, and Merari. These are the names of the sons of Gershom, Libni, and Shimei. The sons of Kohath were Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uzziel. The sons of Merari were Mahli and Mushi. These are the clans of the Levites according to their fathers. The family line of Gershom was his son Libni, his son Jahath, his son Zima, his son Joah, his son Edo, his son Zerah, and his son Jeatherai. The family line of Kohath was his son Aminadab, his son Korah, his son Asir, his son Elkanah, his son Abiasaph, his son Asir, his son Tehath, his son Uriel, his son Uzziah, and his son Shaul. The sons of Elkanah were Amasai and Ahimod. As for Elkanah, the family line of Elkanah was his son Zophai, his son Nahath, his son Eliab, his son Jeroham, his son Elkanah, and his son Samuel. The sons of Samuel were Joel the firstborn and Abijah the second son. The family line of Merari was Mahli, his son Libni, his son Shimei, his son Uzzah, his son Shimeah, his son Haggiah, his son Asaiah. These are the men David appointed to be the musicians in the Lord's house from the time the ark came to rest there. They ministered with music in front of the dwelling, that is, the tent of meeting, until Solomon built the Lord's house in Jerusalem. They performed their service according to the duties prescribed for them. This is the list of those who served and their sons. From the family line of the Kohathites came Heman the singer, who was the son of Joel, the son of Samuel, the son of Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Eliel, the son of Toa, the son of Zuf, the son of Elkanah, the son of Maath, the son of Amasai, the son of Elkanah, the son of Joel, the son of Azariah, the son of Zephaniah, the son of Tehath, the son of Asir, the son of Abiasaph, the son of Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, the son of Israel. Heman's colleague, who stood at his right hand, was Asaph, namely Asaph the son of Berechiah, the son of Shimeah, the son of Michael, the son of Baasiah, the son of Melchijah, the son of Ethni, the son of Zerah, the son of Adiah, the son of Ethan, the son of Zima, the son of Shimei, the son of Jahath, the son of Gershom, the son of Levi. On the left hand of Heman and Asaph was their colleague from the descendants of Merari, namely Ethan, the son of Kishi, the son of Abdi, the son of Maluk, the son of Hashabiah, the son of Amaziah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Amzi, the son of Bani, the son of Shemer, the son of Mahli, the son of Mushi, the son of Merari, the son of Levi. Their brothers, the other Levites, were appointed for all the other forms of service at the dwelling, God's house. But it was Aaron and his sons who presented offerings on the altar for burnt offerings and on the altar for incense to carry out all the work of the most holy place and to make atonement for Israel, according to all that Moses, the servant of God, had commanded. This is the family line from Aaron: his son Eleazar, his son Phinehas, his son Abishua, his son Buki, his son Uzi, his son Zerahiah, his son Meraiot, his son Amariah, his son Ahitub, his son Zadok, and his son Ahimeaz. Now the following are the places they lived according to their settlements within their borders. The first lot was for the sons of Aaron, from the families of the Kohathites. To them they gave Hebron in the land of Judah and its surrounding pasture land, but the fields of the city and its villages they gave to Caleb, son of Jephunneh. To the sons of Aaron, they gave Hebron, the city of refuge, and also Libnah with its surrounding pastures, Jatir, Eshtemoa with its surrounding pastures, Hillen with its surrounding pastures, Debir with its surrounding pastures, Ashan with its surrounding pastures, and Juta and Bet Shemesh with their surrounding pastures. In the territory of the tribe of Benjamin, they received Gibeon, Geba with its surrounding pastures, Alemeth with its surrounding pastures, and Anathoth with its surrounding pastures. All their cities for all their families totaled 13 cities. To the rest of the sons of Kohath, from the families of the tribe who remained without land, 10 cities were given by lot from the territory of half the tribe of Manasseh. To the sons of Gershom, according to their families, from the territory of the tribe of Issachar, and the tribe of Asher, and the tribe of Naphtali, and the tribe of Manasseh and Bashan, 13 cities were given. To the sons of Merari, according to their families, from the territory of the tribe of Reuben, and the tribe of Gad, and the tribe of Zebulun, 12 cities were given. So the people of Israel gave the Levites these cities with their surrounding pastures. They assigned to them by lot these cities which are mentioned by the name from the territory of the tribe of the sons of Judah, and the tribe of the sons of Simeon, and the tribe of the sons of Benjamin. Some of the families of the sons of Kohath had cities of their inheritance within the borders of the tribe of Ephraim. They gave to them the city of refuge, Shechem, in the hill country of Ephraim, with its surrounding pastures, also Gezer with its surrounding pastures, Jokmeam with its surrounding pastures, Bet-Horon with its surrounding pastures, Aijalon with its surrounding pastures, Gat-Rimmon with its surrounding pastures, and in the territory of the half-tribe of Manasseh. For the rest of the family of the sons of Kohath, they gave Aner with its surrounding pastures and Bileam with its surrounding pastures. To the sons of Gershom, from the clan of the half-tribe of Manasseh, these cities were given: Golan and Bashan with its surrounding pastures, and Ashtaroth with its surrounding pastures, and in the territory of the tribe of Issachar, Kadesh with its surrounding pastures, Deberet with its surrounding pastures, Ramoth with its surrounding pastures, and Anem with its surrounding pastures, and in the territory of the tribe of Asher, Meshal with its surrounding pastures, Abdon with its surrounding pastures, Hukok with its surrounding pastures, and Rehob with its surrounding pastures. And in the territory of the tribe of Naphtali, Kadesh in Galilee with its surrounding pastures, Hamon with its surrounding pastures, and Kiriathaim with its surrounding pastures. The rest of the Levites, the sons of Merari, were given Jokmeam with its surrounding pastures, Rimono with its surrounding pastures, Tabor with its surrounding pastures, and Nahalal with its surrounding pastures in the territory of the tribe of Zebulun. Across the Jordan from Jericho, on the east side of the Jordan, they were given cities in the territory of the tribe of Reuben: Bezer in the wilderness with its surrounding pastures, Jaza with its surrounding pastures, Kedemoth with its surrounding pastures, and Mephaeth with its surrounding pastures. And in the territory of the tribe of Gad, they received Ramoth and Gilead with its surrounding pastures, Mahanaim with its surrounding pastures, Heshbon with its surrounding pastures, and Jazer with its surrounding pastures. Acts 26. Then Agrippa said to Paul, "You have permission to speak for yourself." Then Paul stretched out his hand and began his defense. "King Agrippa, I consider myself fortunate that I am going to make my defense before you today concerning all the things about which I am being accused by the Jews, especially because you are an expert in all the Jewish customs and controversies. Therefore, I beg you to listen to me patiently. All the Jews know the way I have lived from the earliest days of my youth among my own people and in Jerusalem. They have known about me for a long time, if they are willing to testify, that I lived as a Pharisee according to the strictest party of our religion. And now I stand on trial because of my hope in the promise made by God to our fathers, the promise that our 12 tribes hope to attain as they earnestly serve God night and day. I am being accused by the Jews concerning this hope, O King. Why does it seem unbelievable to any of you that God raises the dead? I too was convinced that it was necessary to do many things hostile to the name of Jesus the Nazarene, and that is what I did in Jerusalem. After receiving authority from the chief priests, I put many of the saints in prison, and when they were put to death, I cast my vote against them. I often tried to make them blaspheme by punishing them throughout all the synagogues. Because I was so insanely angry with them, I even pursued them to foreign cities. That is how I came to be traveling to Damascus, with the authority and commission of the chief priests. At noon along the road, O King, I saw a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, shining around me and those traveling with me. We all fell to the ground, and I heard a voice saying to me in the Hebrew dialect, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the goads." Then I said, "Who are you, Lord?" The Lord replied, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. Now get up and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to appoint you as a servant and witness to the things you have seen and to the things I will reveal to you. I will rescue you from your people and from the Gentiles to whom I am sending you. You are to open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, so that they may receive the forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me. Therefore, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the vision from heaven. Rather, I first told those in Damascus and Jerusalem about it, and then throughout the entire country of Judea, and also the Gentiles. I told them that they should repent and turn to God, while also doing works that are consistent with repentance. These are the reasons the Jews seized me in the temple and tried to kill me. But I have had help from God right up to this day, and so I stand testifying to both small and great. I am saying nothing other than what the prophets and Moses said would happen, that the Christ would suffer, and as the first to rise from the dead, he would proclaim light to our people and to the Gentiles. While Paul was saying these things in his defense, Festus shouted, "Paul, you are out of your mind. Your great learning is driving you insane." But Paul replied, "I am not insane, most excellent Festus, but I am clearly speaking words that are true and sensible. Certainly the king to whom I am freely speaking knows about these things. Indeed, I cannot believe that any of these things has escaped his notice, because this has not been done in a corner. King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? I know that you believe." Then Agrippa said to Paul, "In such a short time are you going to persuade me to become a Christian?" Paul replied, "I pray God that whether in a short time or a long time, not only you, but also all those who are listening to me today would become what I am, except for these chains." After he had said these things, the king stood up, along with the governor and Bernice and those sitting with them. After they had left, they said to one another in private, This man is doing nothing worthy of death or chains. Agrippa said to Festus, "This man could have been set free if he had not appealed to Caesar." Psalm 6. Do not rebuke me in your anger. For the choir director, with stringed instruments, according to Sheminith, a psalm by David. Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger. Do not discipline me in your wrath. Be merciful to me, Lord, for I am fading away. Heal me, Lord, for my bones are trembling and my soul is terrified. But you, O Lord, how long? Turn, O Lord, and deliver my soul. Save me because of your mercy. For in death no one remembers you. In the grave, who praises you? I am worn out from my groaning. I flood my bed all night long. With my tears I drench my couch. My eyes are blurred by sorrow. They are worn out because of all my foes. Turn away from me, all you evildoers, because the Lord has heard the sound of my weeping. The Lord has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord accepts my prayer. They will be put to shame. All my enemies will be terrified. They will turn back. They will be put to shame in an instant. Proverbs 18, 20 and 21. From the fruit of a man's mouth, his stomach is satisfied. He is satisfied with the harvest of his lips. Life and death lie in the power of a tongue, and those who love to use it will eat its fruit. Father, we thank you for your word. Oh, we thank you for your word. It is the thing that has drawn us together in community. It is the thing that guides us step by step and day by day. We thank you for your word, and we thank you for another week that we've been able to spend together in your word. And we thank you even for little things, little things like the Daily Audio Bible Long Walk that we do each 7th of July, just regrouping, resetting, inviting your Holy Spirit to lead and guide us as we navigate the second half of the year. And so we are grateful for the place that we are right now. If this is a challenging place, we are grateful because we have the hope that things will not remain this way. If things are going great, we are grateful for your blessing and your guidance in our lives. And so as we continue to take steps forward, come Holy Spirit, lead us on the narrow path that leads to life. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home base. That is where you find out what is going on around here. Had a great long walk yesterday. Our own little holiday that we have here around the global campfire. 16 years now. It's a true tradition. And I have enjoyed reviewing, going back through and just enjoying everything that everybody's saying and hearing and posting about it. Reminding you, Daily Audio, or it's actually facebook.com/Daily Audio Bible is the place where I'm talking about. And so check that out. It's been a joy. Also reminding you, brand new limited edition snapback hats for the summer months are in stock in the Daily Audio Bible shop in the lifestyle section. These are navy and white with the leather Daily Audio Bible logo patch on them. And so check that out. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, thank you. First of all, thank you humbly We wouldn't be anything if we weren't in this together, and so thank you humbly. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hey, family. This is Brandon from Texas. And first off, Jamie from New Jersey, thank you for your incredible dad prayer, or prayer for dads. That was really, really powerful. Thank you. Emmy from Illinois, you got a lot going on. Want to pray for you, for adopted and loved, for Bronze, for Big Dog, and the anonymous caller asking for prayer that this be his moment to turn around. And you spoke of the inspiration you got from Lawrence of California when he called for Lawrence of Atlanta. Heavenly Father, I just ask that you be with each of these people and the circumstances that they're facing. Certainly a lot of relationship issues, Lord, and just ask that you give each of them strength to walk in your will for their lives. Ask that you give all of us eyes to see and ears to hear, Lord, to just walk in the purpose that you have for us and loving our spouses and those that you've placed in our lives, Lord, and ask that you give us all the strength to turn around in any areas in our life that we need to turn around. And just ask for your mercy and healing love in these relationships, Lord. And it's in the powerful name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Hello, my damn family. This is yours truly, Deborah from the East Coast, reaching out for prayer for my sister, friend, church member, sister in Christ. Her name is Aletha. She went to our local emergency room on Friday night and again on yesterday. And she's asking us to pray for her. She's in horrific pain in her stomach area. And we're asking for a prayer for Aletha. Today is Sunday morning about 5 o'clock in the a.m. And I just spoke with her, and she is in some terrible pain right now. So let us lift up Aletha and pray for her healing. For we know in Isaiah 53 and 5, a portion of that says, by his stripes we are healed, and we believe in healing on today. And I ask for you, and you to pray with me as we pray for Aletha. May God continue to bless each and every one of you. Thank you, Brian, and the family for all you do. We appreciate everything that you do to encourage us. May God continue to bless. Amen.
Hey, Beth family. This is Marcia in Minnesota. Just calling with a prayer request. I have pancreatic cancer, and the doctor just agreed to do the surgery in August. They would remove my pancreas, my spleen, and my stomach, so I'm very scared and need all the strength you can send me. Surgery is scheduled for August 29th, so if I can get the whole world wrapping me up, I would so appreciate it. Thanks so much. Love you all. Bye.
Good morning, Dab family. This is Dawn of a New Day, leaving encouragement for TAC of Atlanta. I heard your story today of your father-in-law's verbal abuse and emotional abuse that he has been putting on you for the last 6 years. Your story reminds me so deeply of a message I did a few years ago called Something Happened. And this is about understanding that there are times when people become abusive to us and they do things to us, and it has nothing to do with us, but something that happened to them beforehand. This reminds me so much of the story of David and Saul. You've got to read it in 1 Samuel chapter 15 through 18 so you can see that the fact that the Spirit of the Lord departed King Saul before he even knew David because of his own sin and rebellion and the choices he made. It caused him to be jealous. It caused him to be angry. It caused him to be abusive to David. Something happened to your father-in-law. Something was torn from him. Something broke his heart. Something wounded his soul. And just perhaps the Spirit of the Lord departed from him. And he is taking his abuse out on you. I want you to read those chapters so you can see how the jealousy caused him to be who he was to his son-in-law. And it's going to touch your heart as the Holy Spirit heals you and gives you the posture of grace and mercy you are to take in dealing with your father-in-law. We're praying for your marriage, your family, your father-in-law, and your heart and your healing.